来简单介绍一下我们今天的讲员。我们感谢神带领蔡牧师来到我们当中，那么他已经过去两天在我们当中来传讲神的话。
That's why you should continue to come to the meetings because every time we meet in God's name, God will speak to us. Because God's words is the lamp to our feet and light on our path. We thank God that God brought our Pastor Tai.Come to us from California.
他以前在台湾，他是台湾大学医学院毕业的毕业生，可以说是毕业的时候是第一名。
And Pastor Tai was a top student when he was graduated from Taiwan University from the medical school.
你在台湾要考上台大医学院，这个是第一志愿，能够毕业第一名，那就是全部的第一名。
You know, it's very tough to go into the medical.Medical school in Taiwan University, let alone being the first, be the number one graduate.
那么在台湾的话，医生要赚钱，可以赚很多的钱。如果你这个每个人羡慕的，那就是做医生。可以说以台湾人的观点来看。
And this is a common wisdom that to be a doctor in Taiwan can make a lot of money.
但是，詹姆斯当他信主以后，他在高中的时候信主，他有一个心志，他愿意侍奉神。
But Reverend Tai, after he believed in Christ, and when he was in high school, he already committed himself.
本来他毕业，他可以开业啊，可以赚很多钱，但是他就看见，就是最需要的地方就在台湾恒春。如果你没有去台湾，你知道恒春是在台湾的尾巴那里，是最乡下、最没有人去的地方。
But after he graduated from the medical school, he saw the need in the rural area in the southern part of Taiwan.
所以他就去那边那个。帮助那里人在那边医治那里的病人，同时也对病人来传福音。
So he started his service in that area and also start preaching gospel to the patients.
那神也感动一批人，能够组成一个叫做医生的这个团契，就是基督徒医生的团契。
And also God moved all the doctors; they formed a doctors' fellowship.
后来就变成路加传道会，就在全省各个医院那个许多的医院里面，这个基督徒医生组成团契。主要是一方面有团契，另外一方面就向他们所看的病人来跟他们传福音，把耶稣的福音介绍给他们。
And this fellowship has spread it to all the hospitals in Taiwan, and they heal the patients and also trying to save their soul.
借着他们医生能够医治人的身体，但借着耶稣基督能够医治人的灵魂。
And through the doctors, the health can be maintained, but through Jesus Christ, their soul can be saved.
那么后来他当路加传道会的总干事。那后来神呼召他，他愿意全职侍奉。他在美国就是修了神学，读了神学毕业。
But God called him to be a full-time servant, so he came to the States, go to the and went to the seminary, and now he's a full-time pastor.
所以目前他在加州的这个台福教会的基督教会的东安教会那里当主任牧师。
So he is the pastor in the church in the California.
因为他是精神科的医生，所以呢，过去这几天，就包括今天，你们等一下可能要领受的，就是有关他会给大家很好的信息。
Because he's major, his main field is in the psychology.
我们再次感谢神带领我们的蔡医生来到我们当中。
And we want to thank God again that he's with us today.
今天下午他就要离开，回到加州，我们为他旅途的平安，为他们一家在加州的侍奉。我们在主里面能够祷告中纪念。
And we pray that he will have a safe trip back to California. He's leaving this afternoon.
我就把以下的时间交给詹姆斯。
大家早安。
Good morning.
我很荣幸有这个机会跟这个 Baton Rouge 的兄姐见面。
I'm so privileged that I can come meet all of you here.
哇，还有茶。谢谢谢谢，谢谢，不应该是。
不敢的。
这杯你。这杯我。两千杯。 Baton Rouge 啊，我是第一次听到。
This is the first time I heard about Baton Rouge.
那也看到了。
And now I'm here.
很漂亮的地方。
This is a pretty place.
Southern California 啊，是沙漠。
Southern California actually is a desert.
那个水是从 Arizona 偷来的。
And they stole the water. They steal the water from Arizona.
从北加州偷来的。
From the North California.
所以北加州人现在打算把加州分成两州，然后就要我们用水要买的。
That's why the Northern California they try to kick us out, so we will have to buy water from them.
那礼拜六晚上我们到一个医生的家里。
Last Saturday we went to a doctor's house.
然后在路上的时候我说，哇，这里好漂亮，好像垦丁公园。
I said, wow, this is so pretty, it's like a park.
我羡慕你们了，你们住在森林里面。
I envy you because you seems to me you live in the forest.
这里的树啊，这里的草，很漂亮。神恩待你们，你们在当中不知道哈。
You may not feel how blessed you are that you live in here.
那是人类的一个很大的困难。
This is a difficulty that men face.
人在湖中不知福。
Because we do not appreciate what we have.
闲话少说，我的时间不多。
No.
你要翻译啊？重要的他不翻，那个很麻烦。
I only interpret the main point.
哇，他要翻了。今天要讲重生。
Today I want to talk about regeneration.
那这个很重要，对不对
？Which is important.
什么叫重生
？What is regeneration?、
啊、我讲的是我的看法。
This is my point of view.
我从圣经我的领会。
This is what how I learned from the Bible.
我不一定真理啊。
And my what I learned may not be the truth.
只是我的看法。
This is my own point of view.
但是当中如果圣灵今天经由我的看法对你讲一些话的话，那就是你的真理。
But if God move you through the Holy Spirit by using my words, then that become your truth.
所以你注意听啊。
Therefore, listen carefully.
我讲了一大堆，你只要听到一句，你就值回票价。
Through everything I heard, if you heard one word or one truth, then that's worth it.
那是我的祷告。
And it is my prayer.
希望我们不要空空来，白白回去。
And I pray that you will not come here empty-handed and go back empty-handed.
我们生命很宝贵。
Life is precious.
何必浪费时间坐在这里打瞌睡？
Then do not waste your time here dozing off.
既然人来了，
if you come here,
就捞一点回去。
You have to get something.
多少捞一点？
More or less, get something.
希望你有这样的态度。
I hope you have this attitude.
你有这个态度，你就捞得到。
And if you have this attitude, you will gain something.
如果你担心捞不到，我们来祷告。
If you worry that you will not get anything, let's pray.
Let's pray. Father, we bow our head before you.
And we
humbly ask your spirit now to move among and within us.
Because
we need your revelation.
We need
your light. Open our eyes. So we can see the truth from your scripture. Don't let us come empty-handed and go home empty-handed.
但我们不要空空的来，空空的回去。
We want to learn something from you.
我们今天要学到一些东西。
Not only by intellectual understanding.
不仅只是在头脑的知识上面。
But those learning would transform our lives.
我们今天所学的可以改变我们的一生。
This is salvation.
这就是救恩。
We need salvation.
我们需要救恩。
Please give each one of us.
请你给我们每一个人。
However small part.
不管是得多得少。
We would appreciate.
我们都会心存感激。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们借主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen. 我真诚的要求，希望你们有这样的态度。其实来礼拜做礼拜，最重要的是态度。
I sincerely pray that you will have this attitude because this is the most important.
态度一不对啊，你浪费你的生命坐在这儿。
With wrong attitude, you're wasting your time.
不如去打高尔夫球。
You might as well go play golf.
这样身体还会健康。
They might help your health.
坐在这里长痔疮。
When you sit here, you may have hemorrhoids.
哎、yeah, 嗯，不错不错，好的很。我很医生很注重健康的。
As a doctor, I pay a lot of attention on health.
我们来看圣经。
Let's turn to our.
约翰福音第三章。
John 3.
第一节到第八节。
From verse 1 to verse 8.
那、啊、这是很直接讲到重生的一段圣经。
Because this passage talks about being born again.
那个麦克风也许可以小声一点，我听到有回音哈、哦，谢谢你。如果你有人在那里的话， 我来念第一节到第八节，待会儿我们请我们的。
We'll read from verse 1 to 8.
你我是和合本的圣经，在新约128页，从约翰福音第三章第一节，我要念到第八节。有一位法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，犹太人的官，这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能够重生呢？岂能进母腹再生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不知道从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”
Now there was a man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, but no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born again? He is old," Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sounds, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
谢谢。首先我们要解释圣经，我这几天一直强调圣经不是问题，解释才是问题。
I have emphasized several times that it is not a problem to explain the Bible, but how do you explain it?
所以解释圣经有两个要注意，第一个要注意它的文化背景。
So two things you have to pay attention. First is the cultural background.
或是 context, cultural context.
Cultural context.
一个叫做文学背景。
Or the, and the next one is a literary background.
Yeah. 我们叫做 you explain the text in context. You cannot explain text out of context. 那你了解吗？
所以不要断章取义。
Yeah, 很厉害，这个厉害。高干，你知道吗？天下一大乐，有好的翻译者，这是讲道理。我今天很快乐。刚才唱的圣那个诗班又是快乐快乐。很好。那个断章取义很可怕。
You take the your text out of the context is very fearful, is very terrible.
会杀死人的。
It will kill.
不是我讲，圣经讲的。
I didn't say that. The Bible says.
说字句叫人死，经意叫人活。
Because the words will kill, but the meaning will revive.
那么，所以我要稍微介绍一下这个背景，待会儿我会用到前后文。这个就是为什么我每次解释都要注意这个背景。第一个就要你要知道什么叫法利赛人。
So I want to introduce about the background. First of all, what is Pharisees?
法利赛人啊，我们中文翻得很好。
And the Chinese translation is very good.
第一个字叫法。
And they use the law.
第二个字叫利。
And then the second word, 利。
第三个字叫赛。
Prophet. And 赛 means in Chinese, they translate like compete.
Yeah. 所以法利赛就是他们是很拼命的。
That means those kind of people, they really are content.
他们拼命做两件事情。
They strive to do two things.
第一个拼命研究法律。
First, they study hard diligently about law.
第二个拼命磨砺自己。
And secondly, they try to work hard on themselves.
我想我们今天美国很多法利赛人。
In America, they have many Pharisees.
中间如果有律师，请不要生气啊！我不是说你，我说别人。
If there is any lawyer, please do not take offense.
台湾呐，要赚钱呐，当医生呐。
In Taiwan, if you want to be a lawyer to make money,
No. 要赚钱当医生啊。
If you want to make money, you better be a doctor.
因为台湾人说啊，当医生是可以卖自来水赚钱，那个容易啊。
Because it says being a doctor in Taiwan, you can make money just by selling the tap water.
在美国啊，要赚钱不能当医生啊，要当律师，因为律师告医生赚的钱比医生多。
But in the United States, if you want to make money, you better be a lawyer because you can sue the doctors and get more money out of it.
很多人念医学院不是为了当医生啊，念完要念律师，为了要告医生，你知道吗？
And many people in the United States, they enter to the medical school after they graduate, they go to the law school so that they can sue the doctors.
他一生只要告一个案子啊，足够医生赚一辈子都不到他一半啊。
And if he can win one case, then he can earn his living for the whole life. 现
在电话簿里面满满的是，告医生不要钱，告到了大家分。
And in the phone book, you can see this advertisement. Just come to me, we'll sue and we'll divide.
特别美国是一个遵守法律的国家，所以这个最有前途。那个钱是 money 啊。
Especially in this country.
好，我们现在不取笑现代的人，我们看古代的人呢。
Let's turn back to what happened.
圣经也说啊，当耶稣讲到说你们不要贪财啊，法利赛人就笑耶稣，因为他们贪财。圣经这样讲，所以不是我污蔑他们啊。
When Jesus said, "Do not be greedy, do not envy after money," and the Pharisees they just laugh at him.
所以你不要笑医生、笑律师了。其实在座每一个都贪财，包括我在里面，我们都贪财，本来就是这样。
So do not just laugh at the doctors or the lawyers, thinking they are greedy after the money. We are the same too.
贪财没关系啊，取之有道。
It's all right to love money if you have the right way to do it.
你取之有道，贪了很多财，然后再用之有道，啊，你就是真的是高干了。
And you really have the upper hand if you know how to make money and then you know how to use it.
很多人很可怜，他只有一半的智慧，他知道怎么赚钱，不知道怎么用钱。
And a lot of people only have half the wisdom. They know how to make money, but they don't know how to spend the money.
台湾有人说，聪明的不要嫁医生啊，嫁医生像寡妇一样。
In Taiwan, there's a saying: the wise will never marry a doctor because they're just like a widow.
因为这个医生一生拼命赚钱，没有时间用钱。
Because of being a doctor, you make money all life long, but you have no time to spend it, to enjoy it.
所以医生的太太很多钱可以用，没人陪她用，自己孤孤单单的用钱。
Then a doctor's wife, they may have a lot of money, but they don't have somebody to be there or to spend money with.
现在可能情况改变，改善了。
Now the situation may have improved.
法利赛人在法律上要拼，在钱上要拼，所以翻译得很好，叫法利赛人。
So those Pharisees, they strive in the prophet and the law.
可是你不要这个一条竹竿打翻一条船啊，法利赛人也有好人。
But do not generalize.
这个哎，这个要小心啊，我们这个偏见就是这样来的。
Because you will form your bias.
名字叫做法利赛，可是人很好的也有。
There are good. They were good Pharisees too.
所以医生也有好医生，我们当中就有几个，我不在内，我们当中就有几个。
And among doctors, they are good doctors.
不要以为医生都黑良心的，也有很好的，对不对
？Not all doctors are bad.
这里就一个。这里叫一个
There is one good one.
这个法利赛人啊，他是法利赛人呢，可是呢，他叫尼哥底母。
There is a good Pharisee. His name is Nicodemus.
他不只是法利赛人啊，他还是有头有脸的人啊。
Not only he's a Pharisee, he's a very renowned person.
第二句话就讲了，他还是官啊。
Because he is in the ruling council.
他可能在 Congress 还是在 Presidential House， 我不晓得，反正他是官就是了。
He is with high position.
所以他有政治的权利，
He has political power.
他有社会的地位，
He has social status.
他有专业的知识，
He also has expertise.
很可能他也很有财产，他的房子可能坐落在加州的 San Marino。
Maybe he was also very rich.
这样的一个人为什么愿意向一个木匠，一个书都没有念的人请教呢？
Such a person like him, why would he go to a carpenter like Jesus, who is not very educated?
他很穷，
he was poor.
像乞丐一样，睡觉没有枕头的地方。
Like a beggar without a place to rest his head at night.
凭什么这个法利赛人要跟他请教？请教什么？他懂什么
？Why this Pharisee went to him and asked questions？
那现在有一个问题呢，他晚上来请教，啊，这个糟糕。
And there's a problem here. Why he came at night？
很多牧师就在那边解释为什么晚上来，因为他没胆，他胆囊开过刀。
Some explanation about is that he was afraid.
那这个是门缝里看人，把人看扁了。
I think this you really belittle him if you have this in view about this.
圣经说他晚上来看耶稣，牧师说他没胆。你看。
And the Bible says he came to see Jesus at night, and then you interpret as if he was afraid.
所以基督教有一种说法叫做尼哥底母式的基督徒。
So there was a term called Nicodemus.Kind of Christian.
就是说偷偷的做基督徒不敢公开承认的，这个叫尼哥底母基督徒，这个真的是把尼哥底母真的是我想看扁了。
And this is such an insult to Nicodemus if you call those Christians in private, like they will not openly acknowledge their being Christians as the Nicodemus kind Christian.
很好的翻译，我很喜欢。好，好，那我的解释是这样的。
But my interpretation is this.
因为他白天要上班很忙嘛，他不晚上来什么时候来？那很简单的事情，为什么一定要说他没胆呢？
I think he was just too busy during the day because he has to work. That's why he had to come at night.
搞不好早上到国会开会，下午又要到法学院教书啊。
Maybe he had to go to the council to have meeting, then teach in the afternoon.
说不定要到法院呢。
Why go to the council?
说不定他还要到法院呢，对不对？为人家辩护呢。
Maybe he has to do counsel to be a lawyer.
所以为什么很多人礼拜天不能来做礼拜啊？他只能礼拜五晚上来，因为他礼拜天他家里开餐馆，他要开店啊。
And that's why a lot of people they cannot come to the church on Sunday because they have business. They have restaurant business. They cannot come.
那你白天不必上班的，你就说他贪爱世界，你是很糟糕、啊。
If you, those who are here accusing him saying they love the world, then that's not right.
你是方便来啊，他不方便来，就是这样而已。你就说你是爱主，他是贪爱世界，那还有这种人。
Because it's convenient for you to come on Sunday morning, but not for him. So don't accuse people.
台湾有一个教会是礼拜一晚上做礼拜。
In Taiwan, there is a church. They meet on Monday night.
因为那里的工人礼拜天都要工，到工厂去工作。
Because most of the workers, they have to work on Sunday.
他们做礼拜是礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三晚上做礼拜，因为他们轮班制啊，他们每天的休，每个礼拜休息，就是看你这个礼拜是轮礼拜一休息，轮礼拜二休息，他就用他们可以的时间帮他们做礼拜，这个才是基督教，你知道吗
？So because all those workers are shift workers, so they have the worship meeting set up for Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, depending on their schedule to suit their schedule.
意思就是这样，这个人晚上来，他就晚上教他，你白天来就白天教你。这个适应听者的需要，而不是以我的方便、我的需要来断定别人，这个很重要。
So, like Jesus, it's so important. He accommodate everybody's need and the convenience for everybody.
因为这个人来见耶稣了。
So this person came at night.
他讲了一句话，我们现在看起来不懂。其实呢，就是夫子，就是老夫子，就是孔夫子，叫拉比。
And he said, Rabbi.
拉比不是拉皮啊，不是那个那小真的，这是拉比。
Rabbi means teacher.
Yeah, 好。所以你看哦，一个大学毕业的教授称一个没有念过书的称他做先生呢。
It's just like a college professor and address an uneducated carpenter as teacher.
这个我们叫做什么？宜尊就教，不耻下问啊！这个人真的是值得我敬佩啊。
You can see he's worth of your respect because he can lower himself and because he has questions.
因为他知道什么？文道有先后，术业有专攻，如是而已啊。
Because he understands there's always a time for everyone to understand certain truth.
他是学者。
He is a scholar.
但不被他的专业把他的眼睛弄瞎了。
But he is not blind by his own scholarship, by his own expertise.
很可惜，今天我看很多在教会旁边的人，他们因为是学者。却被他的专业把他的眼睛弄瞎了。
But it's a pity that so many people are blind because they are expertise.
我告诉你呢，你越是学者啊，你的目光越如豆，你知道吗
？So I tell you, a lot of times the scholars they are so nearsighted.
不是，那个 nearsighted 不对 ，narrow-sighted。
narrow-sighted、啊。
我说豆是小小的意思，这是管见。
They can only see so such a small area.
因为他如果不管见了、啊、他就不能生了、啊、要生就要宰啊这个照相的人都知道对不对、
Because he had to focus, otherwise he cannot
move. 我想不到好字他讲了 focus、yeah. 博士啊所有的博士啊他研究都是一点点东西他才能博得出来他研究一道东西他叫做硕士他不叫博士硕大博呢他博呢他会 poke 出来知道吗会博出来就是因为他很小所以他才冒得出来
Just like all the doctors, their field is always so narrow, so specific.
我也想要念博士，可是还没有神还没有给我机会。
I also wanted us to have my doctor's degree, but God has not given me the opportunity.
曾经请教过一个教授，说怎么样做博士论文呢、啊、
？I asked a professor one time, how do I do the dissertation?
他说要会做博士，就是要知道一件事，那个字叫做 delimitation。
To be a doctor, you have to know that. Delineation.
limitation， 就是说你要知道自我设限，知道吗？你要知道你到这里为止就好，你不会这样的人，你千万不要念博士，你会发疯啊！你会到我那里开看挂号。
You have to know your set limit, the boundary, to know the limit, then you can be a doctor's candidate.
我大概今天会讲过时间，他换得太好了，我也讲得快乐。好，注意听啊，这个尼哥底母很谦卑的，很有礼貌的，半夜跑来，我想是用跑来，然后气喘喘的跟耶稣说：“拉比。”哇，这样的人说吼，还有讲什么呢？说我们知道你由神来的。哇，这个恭维是道家了，对不对？我们知道你是由神来的。
And Nicodemus came at night very humbly and complimented Jesus, saying, "You has come from God."
我想，我如果耶稣啊，如果有尾巴，那猴子尾巴就翘起来了，对不对？有人把你恭维到那个程度啊，拉比，我知道你是从神那里来的。哇，这两个恭维不得了啊！你是从神那里来做师傅的。
So this compliment are so sweet, so high. If I were Jesus, I could be young myself.
Yeah, nice. 可是耶稣没有，不为所动。耶稣第一句回答就把人家泼了一头冷水。
But Jesus wasn't like that, and his answer was like poured cold water on him.
你看看，他怎么，他就先，我们叫什么，先拍马屁，对不对？你要请教人家，就是先拍点马屁，这个是很自然的。先讲一些好听的话，讲完了呢，他又讲一些，他是很逻辑的。人家你怎么知道我是从神来的？因为你做很多事情，是一般的人不能解释，他叫神迹啊。
So Nicodemus flattered Jesus so much and saying, "You must have come from God because you have done so many miraculous things."
他说如果没有神同在，没有人能做。
Nobody can do it without God being with him.
他要问的一个问题是很重要的哈。
But his question is very important.
因为他已经提到神了，对不对？从神那里来的，他已经提到神了。耶稣就跟他面对他讲的这个，他说：“你真的知道什么叫神吗
？”Since he mentioned God, so Jesus asked, "Do you really know what God is?"
耶稣第一句话，我想让尼哥底母很难堪。
And the first sentence Jesus uttered probably embarrassed Nicodemus.
耶稣的意思就是说，你如果没有重生哈，你连看神的果都看不到，你还要问神什么东西啊？你不要问了，你看都看不到。
He said, "If you were not born again, then you don't even know God, who is God, and much less seeing God."
那这个就引起尼哥底母的讨论的兴趣了。
And that really prompted Nicodemus' interest.
一个好的老师就是会激学生，激到学生跟他辩论，这是好的老师。
A good teacher will prompt his students to argue, to debate with him.
逼他的学生去开始用脑袋瓜想。
And will force his students to think.
现在这个尼哥底母真的就上钩了。
And Nicodemus was fall into his hand.
这个耶稣一这样讲呢，他马上开始问了，他就说：“哎呦，你说重生啊，什么意思啊？”我已经这么大这么老了，我还能挤再挤回去，再从我妈妈肚子进去再生出来吗？
Nicodemus said, "What do you mean by born again? I cannot go back to my mother's womb to be born."
这里我要讲一些题外话，这个题外话在台湾是一个轩然大波啊。
And I want to talk something outside of what I'm saying now. This caused a lot of ripples in Taiwan.
1992年，台湾有一本畅销排行榜第一名的书。
In 1992, there was a bestseller in Taiwan.
那本书震撼台湾的出版界跟宗教界。
It shocked the Taiwan's publishers and also the religious field.
那一本书是由一位精神科医师从美国带回台湾，由台湾的张老师出版社帮他翻译出版。
This was a book translated from a book. It's about mental health. It's from a psychologist.
Psychiatrist.那张老师在台湾已经相当被尊重的一个机构，是由张老师出版的。可是那个书的名叫做，谁知道？对，叫做《前世今生》。
The name of the book it calls your past life and your present life.
Yeah， 其实就是 reincarnation， 轮回。
Reincarnation.
那是由精神科医师介绍带回台湾，为什么？因为哈佛大学毕业的一个精神科医师在帮他的病人做催眠的时候， 那个病人居然讲出他有86个前世。
Because this book was introduced by a psychiatrist in Harvard, and it was during his hypnosis sessions, this patient even talked about he had 86 previous lives.
这个很吃惊啊！这个变成本来是印度人的信仰，他们的胡说八道或是他们的神话，今天变成精神医学证实的现象，哇，这个不得了！
This reincarnation was to be something about the Hinduness they introduced from their religion, but now it was confirmed by this psychiatrist.
哦，所以台湾这一下佛教界啊，就趾高气扬啊。
So the Buddhism they felt very good about this.
基督教呢，如丧家之犬呐，夹着尾巴这样滴滴走来走去啊。
And for all the Christians, this is a big blow.
他们很紧张啊，偏偏找基督精神科医师，希望他们赶快出来讲几句话，没有一个可以出来讲什么话。
And they hope that there will be some Christian psychiatrist will come out and say something.
你知道催眠有两种，一种是医生用的，一种是表演人员在舞台上用的。
The hypnosis has two kinds, one performed by the doctors, one by it's just mere showcase.
结果呢？那个书一出来，马上就有人从海外引进那个催眠师，在台湾的电视就开始大行其道，大赚其钱了。
And so after that book, there are many people they performed hypnosis on the TV.
台湾有一个特点，当人家说什么样的时候，大家一窝蜂跟着跑。这台湾人这个是全世界第一名的。
And Taiwanese like to follow the fashion. They like to do what everyone else is doing.
日本人说要喝水，台湾人就拼命喝水。喝生水，哎，那日本人在卖机器，说装了以后喝了水，那才会。他是为了卖，他说要喝水才健康。哦，台湾人拼命喝水，拼命喝水，喝到水中毒。
And they sometimes do something without even thinking or finding the truth first.
可是那个故事要讲，那个很重要，喝水那个，因为等一下还有更精彩的。
It's just like when the Japanese company they make the water, they make the water, the bottle water.
Filter.
不，
不是，他是卖那个 water filter.
Filter.Okay, they sell the water filter, so they promote about this goodness drinking water. So the Taiwanese they drink.
一天要喝多少公升的水？哦，台湾人一直上厕所这样。
So the Taiwanese they drink many liters of water because of that.
后来他们钱赚够了，他们不讲了，他们有人盖讲说喝水没有，要喝尿。
Then after they made enough money, they stop talking like that. Then they promote about drinking your urine.
所以现在他们一直喝尿，就像啤酒一样，一直喝，一直喝。
And people do, some people do drink urine like beer.
有一阵子，那个法国人啊，说那个田螺好吃啊，台湾人都哦，一直进田螺，一直掉。后来法国人不吃了以后呢，田螺就丢到田里面。现在整个台湾那个不知道怎么办。
And one time, the French people they promote about this French kind of snail, and the Taiwanese they eat a lot, but afterwards.
法国不进了以后，
会 after the export stopped, the imports from French stopped, then they don't know what to do with this inventory.
有一阵子不晓得哪一个国家喜欢那个小金丝雀啊，哦，台湾人所有客厅都养金丝雀，都是小鸟。后来呢，就黄椒啊吧，大家说一块钱一串，一只200块啊，变成一块钱一串，好可怜，也没有人要吃。
This kind of hummingbird can cost $200 for one. Now, after the advertisement or after this is over, then it will be a dollar for four.
所以现在这个催眠来了，哇！大家拼命排队，要很多钱哦。为了上电视给人家催眠，催得像狗一样，在那边啊，很高兴，我催眠过了。
And people they are willing to be hypnotized like a dog on the TV.
啊，他觉得很有面子，因为他被催眠过。
And it was a fashion; they felt it was so good.
到一个程度啊，不得已啊，台湾精神医学会的会长只好公开在报纸发表严重声明：这个是我们精神医学的医治的方法，怎么可以拿来表演？这个祸患无穷啊！这个严正排斥一番呢、啊。
And so the psychiatrists association they finally have to come out and to say this is not right because this is one type of the psychiatrist method, not for the showcase.
那后来再慢慢的，政府就规定禁止了，不可以这样子搞哈。那后来就没有了。可是呢，
after that, it was stopped by the government.
可是呢， 很多人啊就开始研究这个轮回啊。
But many people started to study more about this reincarnation.
包括基督徒的神学院教授都开始研究，包括我都研究。
Including some of the theologians or the professors in the seminary, including myself.
其中一个跟这个有关，所以我会提出来。他们说基督教也讲轮回。
Because they proclaim that even in Christianity we talk about reincarnation.
那在圣经根据就是这一段。
And their basis from the Bible is from this passage.
那耶稣说人不重生啊，那个英文叫 rebirth， 所以他 rebirth 就是 reincarnation。所以基督教也讲人如果不 reincarnation 就不能进神的国。你看看，不止印度教讲，连基督教也讲轮回嘛。
They quote Jesus saying the rebirth that means reincarnation.
你怎么办？你基督徒你相信不相信轮回？
So how about you as a Christian? Do you believe in reincarnation?
那我的解释是这样的，
听一听。This is my interpretation.
你看，尼哥底母就误会以为耶稣讲的重生就是轮回。尼哥底母误会，所以他说：“那是不是我又生到妈妈的肚子里又生出来？这个轮回讲的就是再生一次，对不对
？”Well, Nicodemus certainly has misunderstood, and he thought a rebirth meaning reincarnation.
耶稣说：“不是，不是，不是。”所以基督教不赞成轮回。耶稣说：“不是，我讲的不是那个啦。”
And Jesus said, "By no means, that's not what I mean."
我说的重生不是人的身体再生一遍，跟那个无关。我讲的是什么？是从水和圣灵生的，对不对
？Because the rebirth I'm talking about here is to be born in the Spirit and water.
所以我在这里郑重声明，基督教这一段不能用来支持轮回说。
So I stress again, do not use this passage to support that Christianity has this saying of reincarnation.
这里要涉及文字学的问题。
Because you have to, this is something in the field of context.
这个叫做 linguistic， 这个文字学的问题。因为这个字重生这个字啊，它有两个。天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的属乎地。他所说的属乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上，他将所见所闻的证明出来，可是没有人领受他的见证。他这里提到从上面来的，从地上来的，从上面来的，从地上来的，他一直在 contrast 这两个来源。
In verse 31, it says, "The one who comes from the above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, is big as one from the earth. The one who comes from the heaven is above all."
From above and from earth， 所以那个 rebirth 那个意思就是 birth from above， 这样懂吗？有一个意思，这个意思才对，因为后来的后文强调的不是再生一次，是从上头生的。那这是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to be born from above？
那耶稣就解释，他说这个就是从水和圣灵。
Jesus' explanation is that this is born of water and spirit。
那从水我们比较容易了解，就是洗礼啊。
And we can understand more easily is that born of water, which means baptism.
所以我们看得到、摸得到，一个人把它泡在水里再捞起来，我们看得到湿哒哒的，这个就是洗礼，对不对
？Because this is something we can see and we can touch, we can comprehend.
但是灵就麻烦了，灵是属于摸不到、看不到，你怎么知道这个人有没有从圣灵生啊
？But how about the born of the spirit? What does it mean?
如果水跟圣灵，你一定要我讲哪一个比较重要，还是灵比较重要？
If you want me to say which one is more important, water or the spirit, I will say the spirit.
因为圣灵是让我们重生的重要的根据，水是这个已经重生人的外面人家看得到的一个记号而已，对不对
？Because water is the outward representation, but the spirit is the faith of our
那你怎么知道有圣灵？
How do you know there is the Spirit?
耶稣有一个方法，他用比喻。换句话讲，每次到困难，大家听不懂的时候，耶稣就用比喻讲。
But Jesus usually always use parables when it comes to the part that's hard to explain.
所以他就开始提到第八节。
So he mentioned about verse 8.
这里要涉及到文字学的问题。
Then this has something to do with the linguistics.
因为在希伯来文跟希腊文，灵跟风是同一个字，
because、
叫 pneuma。pneuma 就是风，就是气，就是灵。
Because in Hebrew and in Greek, the spirit is the same as the wind, pneuma.
所以耶稣在这里有一点玩文字游戏，他们当代的人听得懂。我如果不解释，你们看半天，灵为什么用风做比喻？因为他们在原文是同一个字。
You may wonder why Jesus used wind to symbolize the spirit, because at the time they use the same word.
创世纪第一章就有这样的一个问题。
In the first of Genesis, there is a similar question.
创世纪第一章第二节说，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。接下来怎么讲？神的灵运行在水面上。那个一个直接翻译就是说，神吹一个大风在这个水面上大力的吹，这是另外一种可能的翻译，两个都可以对，因为那个是同一个字，知道吗？神的灵跟神的风是同一个字。五旬节的时候，圣灵降临也是说，好像大风吹过，有没有？那是第二次让你知道圣灵跟风是可以这样来聊的。对不起，我讲太长。
From the Bible in the Old Testament, like Genesis 1 verse 2, it talks about God's Spirit over the surface, and this the spirit, there was another explanation saying the wind blows. And the second place in the Pentecost, in the New Testament, it talks about the wind to signify, the Holy Spirit falling like the wind.
Yeah. 好，那这里我要稍微解释一下，风是一个很特别的东西啊。
Wind is something pretty special.
我们知道说风是什么？空气，因为热。热含量不同所造成的相对的流动，这个我们物理学告诉我们，这个叫风，对不对？
The wind is formed by the air flows because the difference in heat.
好，但是如果我们还没有这个现代的仪器可以测量风的时候，
If we did not have the modern equipment to test the wind,
好像第一世纪的时候，当时没有什么仪器啊，所以当时他们就说。风从哪里来，往哪里去，你不知道。这是当时的人听的，就是说风怎么来，怎么去，我都不知道，对不对？真的风有没有都不知道，因为风看不到，摸不到。
So for the people in the first century, of course, they do not know where the wind comes from or goes to.
我现在讲一个简单的例子，我们这个教会很特别，没有窗户，有一个窗户开不到外面。
Let me give you an example. Like this century, there's no window.
我喜欢那个。加州有一个玻璃教堂。
I like the church, a crystal church.
Crystal Cathedral. 那个坐在教堂里面，好像在大自然里面，因为整个看到外面，你知道吗？所有的大自然都跟你一同敬拜上帝，那个感觉很好。我们是被包在这里面的。
So when you sit in that church, you feel like you worship God with nature, in the nature together.
你们有很漂亮的环境，我没有怪你们的建筑师的意思，我只是遗憾而已。
But this church doesn't have any windows.
但是我想这有一个目的啦，避免你们分心，你们可以好好看牧师，不会乱看。
But there's one benefit, that is you will not be distracted.
但是假设我们这个教堂开了大窗户。
But let's pretend there are two big windows.
那这个大窗户呢，窗户关着，因为我们不要把噪音吵别人，我们不要让别人噪音吵我们。
And this is a soundproof windows.
那么我们大家看外面。外面有没有风在吹？你不知道。
So when you look out through the windows, you wouldn't know if the winds are blowing.
你看不到风。
You cannot see.
但是只要外面草地上有一棵树。
But if there were a tree.
那么你可以看树上的树叶。
Then you can see the leaves on the tree.
如果每一片树叶都是这样垂垂的，你知道说大概外面没有风，有的话还是很少。
If all the tree leaves are still, you know there are probably no wind.
如果大树叶不动，小树叶动动动，你说啊，有小小的风。
And if you see some small leaves, they're waving, then you know there may be some small wind.
如果所有的树叶都在动，你说这个风大概中等的。
If all the leaves are moving, then you know there must probably some moderate wind.
如 果不止树会动，你那个树枝都在动，你说，哎，这个大概大风了。
If all the branches are also moving, then you know there's a big wind outside.
不止树枝动啊，树就拔掉倒地下来，你说啊，台风。
Then if the tree was uprooted, then you know there must be a hurricane.
所以，风随着一直吹，你不知道从哪里来往哪里去，但是风的果效是可以看得到的。
Even though you don't know which way the wind blows, but you know the effect the wind blows will bring.
圣灵有没有在一个人心里面动工？你看不到，但是那个被圣灵动工的人，生命表现出来的果效是看得到的。
Even though you will not know if the spirit has been dwelled in certain person, but by his action you can tell.
这个果效有很多方面。
There are many ways you can tell.
我今天只跟你们讲到一个。
But I will only mention one thing, one effect.
那我们来看哥林多后书五章十七节，我只讲一点。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17.
对，哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians 5:17.
这一节我很喜欢。
And I like this verse very much.
我把它背起来，我鼓励你们把它背起来。
And I encourage all of you to memorize.
你们有没有在背圣经啊？教会。
Anybody memorize Bible verses in the church?
自个背哈。我们教会的信徒比较可怜，要一块背，还要考试。
In my church, our members have to memorize it together, and we also give tests.
一个礼拜背一节，三个月考一次。
And every week you are required to memorize one verse, and we will give tests after 3 months.
我开始要这样做的时候，我们那个长执会主席跟我说：“牧师啊，你不要做，你一做，会友都跑光了。
”And my deacon board discouraged me, saying that the members may not want to come back.
我们从小给老师考到大，现在好不容易不读书了，你还要考试啊，真的是要命。
Don't test us anymore. We're through with our schoolwork.
但是不考试，人家不会读书的，这奇怪。
But it is that you know, if there is no test, nobody will study.
我跟那个长执会主席说，这样啊，那我考三个月，如果会有聚会人数下降，我就停了。
And so I kind of negotiated with the chairman of the deacon board, saying, give me 3 months, see if the membership will decrease.
我很喜欢这样，就是试试看嘛，没有什么大不了嘛。
I like that. I say, let's give it a try. No big deal.
做实验嘛。
Let's experiment.
我也常常挑战人，当中还没有受洗的，你就洗洗看嘛。
So I challenge those who are not baptized. Try, just try to be baptized.
你没有试，你怎么知道
？If you have not tried, how would you know?
洗洗看看，真的耶稣会不会改变你的生命
？Try it, see if Jesus will change your life.
如果改变了，你赚到了。
If your life has changed, then you really have big gain.
只要改一点点，你就赚了。慢慢来。
Anything.
只要改一点点你就赚了，对啊。
Anything would make a difference.
万一你受洗三个月都不改变，你再不来信也没关系嘛。
If after 3 months of baptism there's nothing changed, so what?
也没有人敢说你怎么样。
So you can stop coming and nobody can criticize.
您给自己这样的机会都不给，那你对自己实在是很过不去哦。
Why don't you give yourself an opportunity like this?
好，那我们言归正传了，看哥林多后书。我这个要讲完，我才会回去，才会心安。哥林多后书五章十七节，这个很重要。
Second Corinthians 5:17, very important.
他说：“吼，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，多变成新的了。”
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这一句中文翻得不好。
The Chinese translation is not so ideal.
我想刚才你英文怎么？
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
啊，这个英文翻的也不太好。
This translation is not so good either.
这个到这里你就知道说要念神学院的理由。
And now you know why I have to go to seminary.
神学院硬逼你，我们一定要牵两头牛，一头叫希伯来牛，一头叫希腊牛。
Because in a seminary you are forced to learn Hebrews and Greeks.
这个厉害，要知道我在讲什么。那个很神学生最讨厌念那个，可是你会得念那个，因为到了语句不清的时候，你就试着要去研究原文，知道吗
？Because when you do not understanding the translation is ambiguous, then you are forced to learn from the original.
现在我试着 把我懂了一点点原文，这一句应该怎么翻？用英文来表示的话，你听听看哈。
And I'll try to interpret that.
他的意思是这样 ：If there is a man in Christ, though is at all， 就是看呐、啊，知道吗 ？Though there is a new creation, all is created new。我再讲一遍哈。人家说好话不说第二遍，因为这句话我觉得很重要，我说第二遍。If there is a man in Christ, law 就是 look， 知道吗 ？Law, there is a new creation. All the creation is new. 换成中文吧。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造人，就是变成新造。
这一次他就不对了，我要他翻译，他你背圣经，我不考你背圣经。啊，我自己翻了。如果有一个人在基督里面，看呐、啊，这是一个新的创造，一切的创造都是新的。这一句很棒，我要解释给你们听。你听懂了，你真的会很欣赏，会很希望受洗，会很希望做基督徒。告诉你，他是说，若有人在基督里，那个人呢，看呐、啊，看的是那个人，知道吗？那个在基督，他说看呐、啊，这个世界变成。知道吗 ？No, there is a new creation. 这个新的 creation 不是我，是我对这个世界的看法。看啊，这个世界是一个新的世界。
If there is a man in Christ, behold, the creation, the world become a new creation.
所以啊，重生啊，所代表的一个真的意义就是，你对这个世界有一个新的看见。
So this rebirth, the regeneration, means that you have a new look to this world.
A new outlook.
New outlook.
有一个新的宇宙观。
Is a new view of the world.
有一个新的看见。
This is new insight.
宇宙没有改变。
The universe is the same.
改变的是你的看法。
But your perspective has changed.
我们叫做。信上帝是 change of worldview， 这是什么意思
？So that means believing in Christ is to change the worldview。
什么叫做重生？重生就是给你一个新的属灵的眼睛，从今天开始看，跟以前看的都不一样。
So new birth meaning a new spiritual eyes that opened for you and you will see things differently。
我举两个例子，你们就容易了解。
Let me give you two examples.
第一个例子。
First.
我举一个日本的一个昆虫学家的例子。
It's a Japanese insect expert.
对啊。那么她九十几岁，她是一个女的，很老。她是我们教会一个姊妹的朋友的妈妈还是阿妈。她退休了，到洛杉矶来玩，就住在他们家。她是基督徒。
She is in her 90s, retired and came to Los Angeles.
那他就带他到我们教会。那一天刚好我们是父亲节，到野外礼拜。
And she and her relative brought her to our church on Father's Day, which we happen to have a worship in the outdoor.
Outdoor. 那个我们用一个公园，那公园有一个架子，那上面有很多我不知道什么东西的爬藤啊，有花掉在那里。
And in that park, in the park, there was a lot of flowers hanging from the frame.
那我就站在那个架子下面，我们会有就白椅子在那边，我在那边讲道，讲父亲节的大道理。
And I was under that those hanging planes, and I was preaching.
我讲那个还好，因为我是父亲，还可以讲。母亲节我再讲起来就很别扭，因为我不可能是母亲嘛。
And it was good because since I am a father, so I gave a big sermon about Father's Day.
所以今年母亲节我就用唱的。
But I cannot. It's always kind of hard, awkward for me to preach about message on Mother's Day, since I'm not a mother.
那么那个老太婆坐在那边做礼拜，我在那边讲到，讲完了，她就跑来跟我讲话，说我是昆虫学家，我就是几岁，今天你讲的我很感动。
And this old lady, after the sermon, came to me and introduced herself to me. She told me I was an expert in insects, and I am in my 90s, and I like your sermon.
然后他就开始跟我讲，你知道在你头上那个花是什么花吗
？And she started to talk about the plants above my pain about my head. I said, do you know what kind of plant that is?
他开始讲如数家珍啊，这个花这个叶子可以做药用，这个花是怎么样，多漂亮，怎么怎么，讲一大堆。我听了以后，我在看那个花，哎呀，我在下面站了两个小时，没有看见。
And after she talked about the things of the plants, then I realized it dawned on me after 2 hours of standing beneath it, I did not see anything about this plant. But now,
我们常常这样子，不是吗？
It's different. So isn't it, are we not the same like that?
我们叫做视而不见。
A lot of time we see, but we do not perceive.
漂亮，好。海伦·凯勒写过一篇文章，叫做《Three Days to See》。
And Helen Keller wrote one article about Three Days to See。
我们高中的时候念过，很感动我的心。
And I read it in my high school. It touches me tremendously。
他在讲的就是说，我第一天早上，我希望看见天空上面的白云；下午，我希望看见路旁的花；明天一早，我希望看见草叶上面的露珠；下午，我希望看见那个婴儿的笑脸。我希望看见他三天排得满满的，我要看这个，我要看那个。
And in this article, he said, the first day I like to see the cloud in the sky. The second day I like to see the flowers on by the spot by the roadside. And the third day I want to see the dews and the baby smile and so on and so forth. It touches me greatly.
他把它分成诗了，这个不得了，五体投地了。哎，你有福气了，感谢主。当我看见他写的那个内容的时候，我惊讶地发现那些东西是我每天在看的。
After I read that, I was surprised to see that all the things she mentioned were something that I see every day.
但是我不会欣赏。
But I have never appreciated.
因为我很忙。
Because I was so busy.
每天看见的东西对我们来讲很视而不见。
And all the things we see every day do not mean anything.
知道吗？圣经说，上帝造人的时候，把上帝的形象放在每一个人的身上。
The Bible says, when God created man, He put His image in each one of us.
那是很美的一个形象。
This is such a wonderful, splendid image.
人类的堕落把上帝的形象扭曲了、变形了，但是并没有消灭。
And man's transgression has distorted God's image, but it has not completely
eradicated.所以每一个人的身上还有上帝的荣美在，你相信吗？
Therefore, everyone still has some glory of God.
不是每一个基督徒，我是说每一个人。
I'm not saying all Christians. I'm saying all everyone.
每一个人都是上帝造的，都还有上帝的荣美在他身上。
Because all of us, everyone is created by God, so they still have certain extent of God's glory.
但是我们看不到。
But we cannot see.
看到的只有缺点。
All we see are the weakness, are the faults.
不会以感恩的心来欣赏上帝在你附近的人，你的先生、你的太太、你的孩子、你的父母，你所讨厌的身上的那一点点的优点。
And so a lot of time we don't see the good points of the people surrounding us.
造成很多不必要的痛苦。
So that causes a lot of unnecessary pain.
很多人堕落就是因为没有人欣赏他。
And many people they fall.Because there's nobody appreciate.
最后我讲这个例子是医生的例子。我每次讲医生的例子都是要笑医生，因为我是医生啊。
And the second example I give is about the doctor, since I was a doctor, and I like to.
所以当我在讲医生的时候，是讲我自己。你们这位做医生的不要在意。
So when I talk about doctors, I'm talking about myself. Do not take offense if you are a doctor.
我们在恒春当医生啊，恒春天气很热。
When I was a doctor in Hengchun, that's a place very hot.
要做一个好医生啊，要会看两个东西。
To be a good doctor, you need to know two things.
恒春人来看病，穿的衣服都很薄，因为很热，就半透明的。我讲过那个半透明的。
And because the weather is so hot, so when patient comes, their clothes sometimes are almost like transparent.
Semi-transparent. Yeah.然后他们很好玩，那个乡下人啊，他们都把那个钱啊折一折，都放在这个上衣的口袋。
And for those peasants, they always put their money in their pocket.
还不会丢掉啊。
So they felt that is safe.
那么当这个病人到门诊，医生要看的时候，要会看两个东西。
So when the patient comes to your clinic, two things you have to pay attention.
第一个，你要会看病。
First, you know how to diagnose.
不会看病就不是医生了。
If you don't know how to diagnose the problem, then you're not a doctor.
那就叫草菅人命了。
Then you are a witch doctor.
Witch doctor， 哇，这太厉害了。第二个呢，你要会看他口袋多少钱呢、啊、
？Secondly, you have to see how much money he put in his pocket.
我讲的是好意，也不是恶意的哦。
And I mean well. Don't get me wrong.
因为好的医生呢、啊，不应该只看病，不管病人的经济能力。
Because a good doctor not only they should pay attention to their health, but also their economic situation.
你叫同样的药，那个价格可以差一千倍，你同意吗
？Because same kind of medicine, the price can vary.
在美国也是一样啊，有 brand name， 有 generic， 有没有？你们知道吗？
It's just like 一样的药， America, same medicine, if they're brand names or generic brands, their price can be different.
那个厂牌的名字可以贵上两倍、三倍，这是常事、啊。
The price can be higher two or three times more because of the brand.
还有一个病可以有几种治疗的方法。一个好的医生不只要会看病，还会考虑到这个病我用什么方法让病人的经济能力能够负担，能够得到最好的治疗。这是好医生，同意不同意
？There are many ways, different ways to treat the same kind of illness, depending, and it will have a different cost for the treatment.
但是，如果一个这么好的医生，每次病人来，他都会看病，还会看病人口袋有多少钱的医生，他有一天蒙恩得救重生了、
啊。A doctor who is so good, he pay attention to the patient's health, but also his economic situation. If one day this doctor is converted to be a Christian,
病人继续来，也是穿半透明的衣服，也是有钞票在这里。那个医生还是继续要会看病，还是继续要会看病人口袋里有多少钱，但是他又多看了一个东西。
For this doctor, the patient's still coming the same way, but there is one more thing he will see now.
但是以前从来没有看到。
Which he did not see before.
就是这是一个耶稣为他死，耶稣爱他的一个灵魂。
Which comes from the death of Jesus Christ, because Jesus died for his soul.
当一个医生看病人有看到这个需要的时候，他在做医生就会不一样。
If a doctor can see this need, then he will be a different doctor.
我讲一个小小的例子，你们就会 appreciate 我讲的是什么意思。
Let me give you an example.
在台湾，病人看医生啊，有一个形容词叫做“三长两短”。
In Taiwan, there's a saying: when you go to see a doctor, it says, "What if something bad happens?"
No. You should transliterate. 三长两短。
Three long, two short.
Yeah. 高干，什么叫三长呢？就是挂号时间很长。等看医师的时间很长，等拿药的时间很长。
The three long means it's take long to see the
to register, to wait for the
doctor, and third to get the medicine.
那什么叫两短呢？收钱的时间很短，他马上就收去了。还有医生看病的时间很短，有时候屁股还没有坐热，他说你出去，我药开好了。
And too short means it's very quick to get your money.And also, it's quick for the doctor to send you away.
所以，常常呢，一堆病人都在候诊室热烘烘的，像菜市场，因为他们在等那个三长啊。
So in the waiting room is always so noisy and chaotic because of that three longs.
一个有看到病人是耶稣爱他的医生啊，他会开始想，这些病人呆呆的浪费生命蹲在那边，我能够为他做什么事吗
？But for a doctor who sees that God, that all those patients are also God's creations, then he will think, what can I do for those people waiting there?
第一个就是我们要装个麦克风啊，放一点什么乡村音乐啊这一类的，让他们感动的眼泪掉下来，这是一个方法。
And the simple one is you have a microphone, it has some music, so it can release soothe.
第二个，我们就开始去找一些文字资料。弄一个布告栏在那里，放在那边，让那个病人无聊在那边蹲的时候，就拿来看了。
Secondly, we will provide some magazines and also have some bulletin boards, have something they can look at.
可以放报纸啊，放 Times 啊
，Newsweek
啊，放什么 Lady 啊，什么 Lady 啊，都可以。
We can have all kinds of magazines that suits all kinds of people.
当然是基督教呢，就要考虑有没有好的基督教的圣经啊，基甸会的啦，还是什么见证的啦。什么科学可信吗？创造论、进化论啊，还放一些来书，然后就放在那边。
And also, of course, we will put some literatures about Christianity.
那么一个好的基督徒呢，还会做一点研究。我就做研究。
And also, being a good Christian, you should do some study.
那个研究方法很简单。
The method is simple.
同个时间把同样的新书摆上去。
At the same time, you put the same new books.
一个月以后把那些书都收回来。
And after a month, you take back all those books.
你注意看那个书的边边跟书皮，你就知道这个书的使用率有多少。
And look at the appearance of the books, and you know how much it has been used.
如果那个书买的时候是这样子，一个月还这样，那没有人碰它。
If this is still brand new, you know that not too many people touched it.
如果那个边边黑黑的，那很多人翻过了。
If the book has turned black, then you know many people have read it.
如果那个皮都卷起来了，那个已经被翻的不晓得怎么样了，皮都弯不回去的，就卷起来了。
If all the pages are curved, then you know it has more readership.
如果皮不见了，哦，那个可能是最高的。
If the cover is gone, then you know this is the most popular book.
那第一名的是书都不见了，因为太好了，人家摸走了。
But the best kind is the one that disappeared.
你知道我们调查的结果最受欢迎的是什么书吗
？After my study, the most popular book is.
你要不要猜猜看
？Yes.
卡通。
It's a comic.
漫画。
It's a cartoon.
我们找了好久，才找到在香港有一个基督徒画家。可以把基督教的信仰画成漫画在书上。
After a long search, we find there is one comic cartoonist. He can draw the Bible stories.
那个漫画好到一个程度啊，那个妈妈会主动的去拿来念给孩子听啊。
And his comics were so good that the mother will willingly voluntarily pick up it and read it to her kids.
我要挑战诸位有没有会画画的。
I don't know if any one of you are good at drawing.
画卡通。
And draw comics.
把好的真理画成卡通。
And you can draw the truth into the comics.
我这样讲的例子让你们明白什么叫重生。
I just want you to understand what I mean by rebirth.
重生就是看啊，这是一个新的创造。
That is, lo, there is a new creation.
你今天如果重生。
If today you are born again,
你回去看你的太太，是一个新的人。
And you will look at your wife, she becomes a new creation.
她没有变，是你变了。
She is the same, but you have changed.
因为耶稣的爱进到你的里面。
Because Jesus' love has entered into your heart.
带耶稣的眼镜来看她，越看越可爱。
So when you wear the Jesus glasses, you will see how lovely your wife is.
有一首歌我很喜欢，教你们唱。
This song I like it a lot. I want to teach you.
我用主的爱诚心来爱你，我用主的爱诚心来爱你，因为我看见你有神的荣美。我用主的爱诚心来爱你。英文就是 I will love you with the love of the Lord. I will love you with the love of the Lord.Because I see in you the glory of God, I will love you with the love of the God. 我们一起站起来唱好吗
？Let's sing it together.
这首歌不要在这里唱，把它唱到心里面去，唱回家里面去。我用主的爱诚心来爱你，我用主的爱诚心来爱你。因为我看见你有神的荣美，我用主的爱诚心来爱你。再变来，我用主的爱诚心来爱你，我用主的爱诚心来爱你。因为我看见你有尊的荣美，我用主的爱诚心来爱你。
我们可以英文的唱一遍好吗？来
，I will love you with the love of the Lord. I will love you with the love of the Lord. Because I see in you the glory of God.
Let us pray.
自己祷告。
Pray yourself, please.
不管你是不是基督徒。
Doesn't matter if you're a Christian.
我今天我讲的话有一句话，你有共鸣。
If there's one thing I said today that you agree.
你就为这句话感谢。
Then thank you. Show your thanks. Express your thanks for this phrase, for this sentence.
把这句话带回去。
And bring this back home.
至少我希望在座每一位把这首歌带回去。
At least I pray that you will bring this song home with you.
这个叫做重生。
This is called regeneration.
你要重生吗
？Do you want to be born again?
你要回家以后，你看你的先生，看你的太太，比来的时候更可爱吗
？Do you want to look at your wife or your husband? You think they're more lovely before you come?
那个爱不是他改变。
This love is not because she has or he has changed.
他本来就那么可爱。
Because she or he is indeed that lovely.
但是你以前眼瞎。
But you were blind.
今天你被主的爱摸到，你眼睛被打开了。
But today you were touched by God's love and your eyes are open.
刚才不是唱那个奇异恩典吗
？We sang this amazing grace before.
瞎眼睁得看见。
I was blind.
或者你日常生活觉得很无聊
，Or you feel bored。
其实上帝在我们周围放好多好可爱的东西。
But in essence, God has placed so many lovely things around us。
什么时候你已经失去这个欣赏的眼睛
？Since when have you lost this eyes of appreciation？
以致你活得很肤浅。
Therefore, you live so superficially。
你浪费好多上帝要给你快乐的东西。
You have wasted so many happiness that God intended to give you.
你可以跟上帝祷告。
Pray to God.
开你的眼睛。
Open your eyes.
让你活得会欣赏。
So you can live to enjoy.
若有人在基督。
If anyone in Christ.
看啊。
Know.
这是一个新的创造。
There is a new creation.
你羡慕这样的一个新的开始吗？
Do you envy or admire this new beginning?
有这样的朋友，请你举手，我为你祷告。
If there is anyone like that, please raise your hand.
不管你是基督徒还是不是。
Whether or not you are Christian doesn't matter.
我的邀请是要你对上帝做一个回应。
My invitation is for you to respond to God.
你说上帝啊，我要这样的一个新的开始，请你举手。
You say to God, Yes, Lord, I want this new beginning. Raise your hand.
还有吗？放下来，
anymore?
你自己，你不管别人，那是你跟上帝的事。你要，上帝就给你。放下来，我看到了，谢谢。还有吗？好，我看到了。还有没有？这是你自己的决定。好，放下来。你跟上帝说，我要重生，我要看见。
You tell God, I want to be born again. I want to see.
其实重生不是很困难，不是很复杂。
It's nothing complicated or difficult about being born again.
也不是只有一生一次。
And it's not just once in a lifetime.
眼睛常常需要被神再打开。
Because our eyes need to be opened continually by God.
刚才还没有举手的，有没有人要跟神说我要这样的经验？我再请你举手，还有没有
？If anyone wants to.
好，感谢主，看到方向，还有吗？感谢主，还有没有
？Anyone else want this experience?
你自己跟神举手，你不是举给我看，你举给神看，表示我要。
Raise your hand to God, not to me.
还有没有
？Anyone else?
请你举手。
Please raise your hand.
我们要结束今天的聚会。
I'm going to end this meeting.
我自己在用华语唱两次这首歌。如果你自己觉得你有感动，你要重生的，在唱歌的时候你自己举手，就放下来。
I will sing these songs twice, and if you feel you are moved, you can still raise your hand.
我用主的爱诚心来爱你。我用主的爱诚心来爱你，因为我看见你有神的荣美。我用主的爱诚心来爱你，我用主的爱诚心来爱你，我用主的爱诚心来爱你，因为我见你有神的荣美，我用主的爱诚心来爱你。一起唱两遍，来。 来。
我用主的爱诚心来爱你，我用主的爱诚心来爱你，因为我看见你有神的荣美。我用主的爱诚心来爱你，
最后一遍来。
我用主的爱诚心来爱你，我用主的爱诚心来爱你，因为我看见你有神的荣美。我用主的爱诚心来爱你。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
Father, thank you very much.This morning, you open our eyes to the truth of your scripture. If there is a man in Christ, lo, there is a new creation. We like to have this experience. Especially those among us who raise their hands sincerely from their heart.We pray for them that they would truly experience this transformation of their heart. They will learn to see the world in different eyes. With the appreciation, with the admiration,With the joy of enjoying your beautiful creation. You will open their mouths to sing the song of praise. They would worship this creator of this wonderful universe rather than worship that chance.Lord, we especially like to invite you into our family. Into our intimate interpersonal relationships. Because we hurt each other too many times. Just we cannot see the beauty of God in our spouse.
以至于我们不能看见我们配偶的荣美。
We cannot see the glory of God in our children.
我们也看不到我们的子女神已在我们子女身上的荣耀。
We just see their rebellion.
我们看到的只是他们的叛逆。
We just see our parents nagging.
我们只看到我们父母天天啰嗦。
We lose this insight.
我们失去了我们该看见的。
Lord, give us this transformation.
让我们有这个从头到尾的改变。
We need this regeneration.
我们希望我们需要有重生。
Let each one of us not going home from this church empty-handed.
所以我们回去的时候不会空空的回去。
Let our daily life be changed.
让我们日常生活能够有个改变。
Then we will know.
那我们就知道。
The Spirit actually is reborn.Rebirth us.
我们就知道圣灵在我们心里面真实重生。
Because there is effect of the Spirit in our lives.
因为我们里面的灵有了更新。
We thank you.
我们感谢。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
奉救主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。